115, Stephen Backley, 6 feet five, Cambridge Harrier, the world's number one last year, throwing on the home patch of Patrick Bowden, the Swede who's taken the world record in the off-season. The Commonwealth champion, he's in great form. The United Kingdom record holder with 88.46. This his first attempt. It looks slow, but it was a lashing of the arm that sends it way, way out. What a throw. What a throw from Backley. It's way over 85 metres. That might even be historic. Backley eased into that and then lashed it.
Well, that was historic, actually. That was Steve Backley. I met him today. I met him at Waterstones at Leadenhall Market. He was signing his new book, which is called The Champion in All of Us, 12 Rules for Success. You don't need to be a sports person to read it, because I met a financier there who bought three books for his team. So Steve is also an ambassador for the Olympians, and he's a mentor. And, you know, obviously he's very much involved in this year's Olympics in London. Not only is he a real gentleman, he's a real giant as well, but from 1989 to 2004, he was just so impressive. Three world records, 13 major championship records, three Olympic medals, and an all-round good sport. This is my morning with Stephen. Hi, Steve. Now, what is it that makes you so inspirational? I mean, I've been talking to a lot of people here today, and they're all, you know, all of them have either followed your career or... Where does that come
that's
from?
That's a lovely thing to say. I actually don't think I'm inspirational. I think the context of what the life I've enjoyed is inspirational. So I think being an Olympian and being part of that whole kind of Olympic, with the flame and the medals and the rostrum... and athletes aspiring to be champions is inspirational in its context. And I had a successful time at it. And I learned a way of becoming the best in the world by almost learning from the world's best. So I think I've got it's a wonderful thing to be able to do, is to be, you know, an inspirational speaker. It's what I do. But I'd be much happier being remembered for the content rather than being, he's an inspirational person. If someone says, well, why is he inspirational? And go, I don't know, he's just inspirational. That would drive me insane. If they said, well, he's got a framework for success, he offers a model that I think translates into my world, I can relate to what he says, and it's content, then I'm a happy person.
Well, that's funny, because one of the men that came over and got the book signed is actually a big finance guy up in the city.
Yeah.
And he's bought those books for his money men. So yeah, that translates to other areas, not just sports.
Yeah, I think that was the driving force behind the book that was launched today. It's an inspirational context, but it's a model for success. And it was to look at the factors in the Olympic world that do lift out into other industries and stand up on their own. So things like having great awareness, taking responsibility, being accountable, giving your dream a higher purpose, having that clarity and that vision for success, planning, setting goals, expecting, you know, all that stuff that makes Olympians really good at what they do is consistent in another world. And what I've done is put the story together that brings the framework to life in an interesting and fun, easy to read way that hopefully somebody sitting down reading it who's a banker in the city goes, oh, that's like one of my guys. Exactly as our friend said, who's bought three books, actually, was good. but, you know, exactly, if he sits there reading it going, that's like one of the guys on my team, that's a great thing. That'd be a huge success for the new book.
I just love the way you described actually being in the stadium and how that feel of it. What was it like, Steve? Tell us what it was like when you won one of your first great medals, one of your goals. What did it feel like?
It feels fantastic. I mean, being in the Olympic Stadium is tremendously intimidating. It's a tough environment for normal people. You know, I watch people like Usain Bolt or... some of our greats, like I want to say Sebastian Coe and Steve Ovett, and you look at them just like they're like gladiators. You know, they're the